wake up in the morning and you can barely make it to the bathroom without complaining about headache, joint ache, and all other aches, when the once lively job and or career that you have suddenly feels like a burden and you just want to resign for the slightest excuse, when you're just tired all day, all week, that's probably a good time to say time out to yourself. Take a break. Visit the clinic. See your doctor. Don't just continue doing self-medication. Remember what Albert Einstein once said: if you keep doing something the same way and expect a different result, then you are what? I'm paraphrasing now. Don't want to quote exactly what he said. It does sound annoying. But really, if you've taken the normal drug for aches and it still won't go away, dear friend, it's time to visit the clinic. Seek medical help. Hanging out with friends and family is also a wonderful pill, but do it in moderation. You don't want to end up with an after-party hangover. Another very important step is to have a quiet time with your maker. Don't say there's no time. Create the time. He is the manufacturer of every single cell in your body, after all. So he knows what's best and how best to maintain your body. Don't be afraid to say no when need be. If you have to take that leave, take it. Explain to your boss you need it and promise to meet up with whatever job hours lost during your stay away. Yeah, I know. Easier said than done, right? As an educator, I may not be able to go on leave just like that. I've got students to teach, papers to grade, meetings to attend, and the list goes on. Or as a parent, I can't just take a leave from a fatherhood or motherhood. As a student, if I try that, my teacher or my lecturer may not understand the rationale behind that and fail me. Yeah, I've been there. It is hard sometimes to have that time out. So let's say there's a substitute teacher where I work, so I can delegate, yeah? Or as a parent, I can have a relative come around, my mom, my dad, or my sister, my brother, my cousin, someone very close. The person can come around and stay for a day or two to help with taking care of the kids and any other thing around at home while I'm still partially on ground. Or as a student, there's a way I can plan my week such that I can get those hours I need for my time out without it affecting my studies. There is always a way. It may not be enough, but I've bred the say is better than none. My planned 2 weeks time out may end up being just for 2 days. Or my planned 2 days may end up being just for 2 hours. That's okay. At least I still get my time out. My name is Olamide, and thank you for hanging out with me today.